This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Raise Your Game. Now, the term gamification has become more apparent in today's working environment. In fact, it has also become a buzzword. But truly, what is gamification all about and how can gamification affect and impact businesses or companies today? Now, joining us today, we have Gamaker's CGO, Chief Gamification Officer, Kenny Lam, who will be sharing his thoughts about this and the need for it in businesses today. So welcome, Kenny.
Thank you, Frida.
Tell us a little bit, gamification, why should we care?
Well, like you said, it's becoming a buzzword. But the main thing is, today the workforce, the new workforce are generally millennials, right? And we all know that the millennials have increasingly or shorter and shorter attention span. So how do you engage them? How do you make sure that they buy in into the company, that they feel belong? So that's where gamification comes into the picture.
Right. And when you say millennials, actually even the older generation who's got into gaming also have short attention spans. It's not just a millennial.
Yep.
But I guess it's very much a part of the millennials' nature. They're born with these tools in their hands.
Exactly. And it's more apparent with the millennials, speaking of myself even. We grew up with games. We grew up with computer games. We grew up with later on console games and then now mobile games. And the thing about games is, as fun as it may be, it actually shortens our attention span because things are happening so fast, right? Mm-hmm. Versus if you think about it back in the past without all this digital games, games tend to be a little bit slower.
Mm.
Right. So with that, attention span becomes shorter and shorter.
Okay, I'm thinking Pac-Man, and it just goes to show how old I am.
There we go. And Tetris.
Oh, yes. Now, so a lot of people have been talking about it. So what are the common misconceptions about gamification?
Right. So a lot of misconception of gamification really stems from gamification equals playing games, right? So gamification does involve playing games, but it's not only that. Gamification is to make things feel like you're playing a game. So, for example, you come to work, clock in, clock out on a daily basis in a customer call center, right? And this was practiced in an airline where the airlines wanted the customer call center to be a little bit more excited about their jobs. So what they did was they put a large dashboard in front of everyone, and every time a customer rates them a 4 or 5, they get a little star, they get a little ping. Like playing games, when they do well, like Angry Birds, for example, when they do well, they get 3 stars and they feel that rush of happiness.
Mm.
Same thing. It's just feedback. When they see that the customer is giving them good feedback and they see it in front of them and everyone else sees it, they get that rush.
Mm.
So that's gamification. Are they playing any games? No. Mm. But we take the same concept.
Okay, why gamify the workplace? I mean, why is it so important now?
Right. So why is it important to gamify the workplace? I did summarize that because, see, companies are getting more and more competitive. Let's take revenue, for example. Every company is chasing for revenues. So how can gamification then help in terms of revenue? Let me quote an example that was done for a auto dealership, right? So one of the key things that is required for salespeople to sell cars is the knowledge of the car itself, right? I mean, I personally have went to some very premium car auto dealership and asked them very basic car questions, and they can't answer it, right? So what was done for the auto car dealership, rather than having just regular trainings, we gamify, quote-unquote, the training. What was did was, when I was younger, we played these card games, right? These card games when you battle it out, I have a bigger submarine, I have a bigger fighter jet, I have a bigger tank. So what we did was, we just converted all their cars and their competitor cars into decks, but they run it on mobile. Then we pit them one branch against the other branch. The winning branch walks away with 5,000 ringgit.
Mm.
Whatever they want to do with the 5,000 is up to them. So what happens was the salespeople started to play it because there's 5,000 up for grab.
Right.
And they play it against other branches.
Okay.
As a result of that, they started memorizing every single aspect of the car, not only their car, but the competitor's car.
Okay. There's got to be a reward. Doesn't necessarily need to be cash.
No.
Okay.
See, what happens at the beginning, it was the cash that enticed them to play. Towards week two, week three, it was the winning that enticed them to play. Because it doesn't feel very good to lose to one branch which is located. I mean, if you are in KL and you're losing to a branch which is parked in, I don't know, some godforsaken place.
Right.
So it feels like, hey, you know what? I'm central. I should not be losing to these guys who is way out there.
Yeah, the excuse would be because they're so free.
Oh, they're so free.
They got time to learn. They're busy closing sales.
Well, so are they, frankly.
Okay. Now, what are the key elements for gamification to work in the workplace, though?
Right.
Rewards, what else?
So the key to gamification to work at the workplace differs from one location to another, right? Even rewards for that matter. You have to give rewards that matters. And sometimes reward that matters, though I started off with the earlier example of the 5,000 ringgit, material rewards may not always be the most long-lasting. I'll quote you another example. What gets gamification going on a reward perspective? There's this manufacturing company, and they wanted to gamify a very simple process. So what they wanted was the staff to do just very basic things, right? They wanted them to come on time, don't take emergency leaves, minimize their MCs. That's it. Three basic things. But if you've worked in a manufacturing line before, that three things can be a challenge. So we gamified the process. By gamifying, we basically just connected the backend system so that individuals see their progress. The rewards that is given to them, now this is the interesting part. Manufacturing typically don't have a lot of budget to spend on people. So we said, why don't you give free rewards that means a lot to these people? For example, if you hit a certain goal, you get to go for lunch 5 minutes earlier than everyone else. Now you see, in a manufacturing line, you share cafeteria.
Right.
When you are last, you get nasi and you get gua. When you are first in line, you get the nasi and you get the drumstick.
Okay.
5 minutes earlier, that's all it takes. Right? But you got to work your way up to get that reward. And the reward is valuable to those individuals. I'll quote you another example. This is an organization in Cyberjaya, right? So if you talk about cafeteria, they don't care two hoots about cafeteria. But if you reach a certain status, if you do something productive, appreciated by the organization, you get to park at the CEO's spot for 1 week. Does it cost the organization anything? Zero. Plus, the CEO is hardly in the office anyway. The parking spot is constantly empty. And people like to park there because they don't need to park in no man's land and walk very far. So, and everyone gets to see, oh, the guy is parking right there at the CEO spot.
So you sit down with the human resources. Who do you sit down to analyze the psyche behind the employees? Because cars, car dealers, working manufacturing, you know, they're all different. How do you, you know what's the right reward?
Right. So we spend a great deal of time sitting, like you said, with HR, but also with the people that is involved in this gamification process, right? There are focus groups that's being done, and there's really no shortcut in it. Of course, having enough experience when we approach another manufacturing, those are rewards that we can suggest. But we've tried. Every manufacturing, even in itself, is different. This client that we have, they said, you know, that this reward won't work because our cafeteria is huge. So whether or not they leave 5 minutes on time or not, it doesn't matter. So we swapped another thing. Is about, okay, great, your manufacturing is huge, but everyone wants to leave on time. So we stayed at the factory floor right up to 4:55, which everyone starts lining up to go back. And going back, they need to tap out.
Okay.
There is only 5 gates. Long lines.
Okay.
So if the reward here is you get a dedicated line if you reach a certain status.
Right.
So, and so while everyone is lining up to get out of the factory, these performers gets to walk in a special line, pass everyone. It's like, you know, you're lining up in Universal Studio.
This is like the smart tagler.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
You get to move faster.
Exactly.
All right. I'm here with Kenny Lam from Gameka, talking how gamification can impact businesses and companies. We'll continue a conversation after this. You're listening to Race Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Raise Your Game. Frida Liu here, having conversation with Kenny Lam from Gameka on how gamification can impact businesses and companies. So you have been in this space for how long right now?
So I have been in the space of gamification for a good 12 years.
Okay.
Of course, when we started, I didn't even know that what I was doing for gamification. Mm. I started off doing training.
Okay.
Right. And I was very inspired when the first training conducted by this provider, which I later joined, they conducted the entire training 10 years back, actually 13 years back, without slides.
Mm.
It was a one-day sales training. There was 3 slides. There was a hello slide. There was an agenda slide. There was a thank you slide. Mm. The entire session was ran with pure games. Mm. And a year later, when I caught up with the participants, they remembered almost everything that they learned. When was the last time you actually remember the things you go through training?
Right. And the psychology behind it is reward. The psychology is experiential. What is the psychology behind it?
Behind gamification? Mm. It's really in terms of, I believe there was a show done earlier that talked about the 8 core drivers of people. Right. So that's basically the psyche behind it. Where people feel that there's a sense of ownership, that there's ways, different ways of creativity I can finish a particular task. So to pin it down to one psyche, I don't think there's one psyche, but probably there's 8 core drivers.
Okay, what are some of the drivers?
So let me give you an example of a driver in terms of the feeling of ownership, the feeling of doing things with people, as well as the feeling of that desire to just win or compare yourself. So there was this one client that has a online assessment. They would assess their candidates before they would even interview. Now, the challenge was this online questionnaire is very dry.
Hmm.
So what we did for them was we basically just spiced it up. We gamified it. In the past, the old way was you answer a question, there's a time limit, and then you move on to question 2, question 3, question 4, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What we did was a very simple tweak. Because it's an international firm, there's hundreds, if not thousands, answering every day. Every question that the candidate answers, after you answer, you get to compare yourself with everyone else who have answered.
Mm.
So you get to see, okay, you know, 39% answered it correctly, you know, and 61% answered it wrongly. You answered it wrongly.
Mm.
And you go like, how can I belong? I'm this smart. How can I belong to this group? So I would click next because I want to perform better in the next question.
Mm.
And this cycle continues on because they're constantly comparing themselves with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the past, they're just answering it. So there's no social element to the entire thing.
Hmm.
Let's talk about the sense of ownership. The last 2 questions of the entire assessment, we swapped it. In other words, instead of answering a question, you need to develop your own question.
Hmm. Okay.
So that allows for some level of creativity. And it helps the organization differentiate your average guys and the guys who are really serious, because the last 2 questions are optional.
Right.
So it gives them empowerment whether you wanted to do it or not. Now, how does the ownership comes in? If the questions are of quality, the organization will take that question and insert it into the database. Every month, the owner, the creator of the question, receives an email saying X number of people has answered your question, X number answered it right, X number answered it wrong. So even though the individual may not work for the organization, he's constantly engaged.
Mm.
Who knows? You know, 5 years later, the organization will have an email, a whole database of these talents, and say, hey, you know what? There's a job opening, managerial level. Would you like to apply?
Hmm. Okay. Now, what was it like approaching HR with this whole idea way back when and now? Are they more receptive? Is still a lot of explanation to do?
Right. So we see a similar cycle. 13 years back when I was doing gamification, it was very physical. So convincing HR to conduct trainings without slides and workbook was a big challenge. Then right now, everyone talks about experiential learning. So that's kind of a normal thing. as far as now gamification on technology, again, we're facing the exact same challenge. HR or the HR heads or the CEOs would go like, why would I pay to allow my people to have fun? They're supposed to work. It's like, okay, you cannot have fun at work. So there is a level of convincing required. But it's picking up. It's picking up. A lot of HR has been asking about gamification because it's a buzzword. That said, a lot of HR also needs to be educated on what it really is.
How do we then ensure the sustainability of this continues after the implementation phase?
Right. So sustainability is indeed a very thought. A lot of HR would ask that. I don't want to start something, in the 2 months, 3 months, it dies off. To sustain it, the key is in the initial think through and the initial design. I give you a very classic example that every one of us would probably have: bonus link card. Right? Why would someone keep using their bonus link card years on end? And here's the weird thing. My parents, for example, have been using bonus link card for more than 10 years. And they have never claimed a single thing.
Serious.
Why bother then using your bonus link to gain points and you never gain a single thing? Right? It's because it gives them the perception that I can get a bigger item. Every time I collect some more points, when at the moment right before I want to claim, I say, oh, wait a minute, if I collect just that 1,000 more points, I can get this one bigger thing. So in terms of sustainability, it's to give the users, whether it is employees, whether it is the customers, a higher goal to aim for. So you cannot stop it right there. Many people, when they design, they stop at a certain point and there is no advancement. Mm. So it's to plan it and have people advance continuously. So we started off earlier on, for example, the people would have that special line to walk out when they have a certain point. Now, this is how we sustain it and push everyone to greater productivity. There is only a limited number, about, I think, 50 people who can have that status. Mm. And you have to fight for it.
Oh, you have to maintain it?
Yes. Okay. So it's a leaderboard of sort. You having it this week doesn't mean you can keep it for the rest of your life.
Okay. It's like me playing Bejeweled.
Yes. See? There we go. Why do people play Bejeweled for so many years?
Thanks for being with us. Now I understand. Kenny Lam from Gameka talking about how gamification can impact businesses and companies. You've been listening to Raise a Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.